And welcome to Hoonah, Alaska, everyone. High atop courtside at the home of the Braves. Mike Swayze here, the Skagway Panthers boys squad, about to tip off against the Hoonah Braves boys squad. Coach of the Hoonah Braves, Adam Gressinger, and the coach of your Skagway Panthers, Kent Fielding, in his third season in Skagway. The Braves looking at 5 or 6 seed in the region right now as it stands. Depends on how Skagway comes out tonight, what sort of participation we're going to get out of Skagway on that one. You never know. Maybe there'll be the spoiler this evening. And the tip-off is out of bounds off of Hoonah. It will be Skagway basketball. Skagway's got their starting five, as it always is. Colton Belisle, Alex Ackerman, Micah Cook, Wyatt Belisle, and Danny Brady will all see action tonight. Why? Because there's only the five of them. And speaking of five, we got a five-second call on the inbound, unable to get the ball in within 5 seconds. And that ball goes back over to Hoonah. He's got the ball now. Now they're starting point guard, Jamal Smith with the ball. He's a senior. There's three seniors on this squad. Smith, Scaffolstead, and Bean. And they work it down low to Scaffolstead, who misses his layup in close. And the rebound is fought for. And a traveling violation is going to be called on the floor. That is Jacob Bean going down the floor to try and pick that ball up. Skagway wearing their royal blue away uniforms with the gold trim. And the Braves are in their home whites. And there's the ball. Colton Belisle will bring the ball up against Manny Budke. A nice pick set by Danny Brady, but the ball gets away from Belisle, and Budke's there to pick it up, brings it into the lane, and is fouled on a shot. He's going to go to the line shooting, too. Skagway will be traveling left to right across your radio tonight. Braves going right to left here in first section. First point up on the board as Budke knocks down his first free throw, 1-0, with 7:27 left to go in the quarter. Budke's second shot. No good up the front of the rim. Battle for the rebound comes down to Scaffolstead, who puts up another shot. It is blocked on the interior by Cook, but then the ball gets away from Skagway, gets back into the hand of Scaffolstead, and he puts it back up and in, and Cook was running down the court before Skagway had possession. He had that blocked shot, which is a beautiful blocked shot, but then he didn't stick around on the play. Skagway inbound the basketball now after an out-of-bounds play. Belisle gets it into Ackerman. Ackerman's quick shot into the lane, just off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Scaff. Pushes the ball up quick to Smith, and then right back outside to White. White shot, no good. Rebound comes down to the Braves. Skagway's rebounding woes are afflicting them again tonight already early. So we've got a long way to go now. Scaff with the ball, tries to get it inside. Unable to do so as Wyatt Belisle's hands got in the way. Very long arm. Jamal Smith now shot, no good. Bounce comes back down to the Braves. Skagway hard rebound out of a 2-3 zone, but that's what they've got to play, is they've only got five players. You know, they can't just press full court man-to-man or anything like that. Scramble for the ball now. Oh, White gets the ball, shoots it up, no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be called off of Skagway. Jamal Smith taking down the ball for the Braves. 6:18 to go, 3-0. Hoonah Braves up over Skagway early on in the first quarter. Braves split a pair with Kaufman Cove earlier in the season, so that puts Kaufman Cove at an advantage over them only because Kaufman Cove scored more points in their win than what they did. And Hoonah works it down low to Scaffolstead. Puts in the bucket for 2-5-0. That's the count. Skagway bringing the ball up, gets it into the hands of Danny Brady, gets it over to Wyatt Belisle on the left-hand side. Wyatt needs to get rid of the ball, and a couple of Panthers over there kind of clogging things up, but the ball is going to go out of bounds off of the Braves. It will be Skagway basketball with 5:48 to play, 5-0 to score over Skagway. Jamal comes over to Wyatt Belisle, gets it over to Danny Brady, driving into the lane. His shot blocked by Scaffolstead, but he gets it back. He gets it back, and he's picked up his dribble and needs a little bit of help, tries to get it to Cook, goes between Cook's legs, he picks it back up, gets it over to Brady. Brady working on the right-hand side, another shot attempt, and he's fouled on the shot attempt. Danny Brady going to go to the line to shoot two. Danny Brady getting aggressive, looking to drive to the hole with the basketball. Like what you see out of Danny Brady, if he's going to continue to bring the ball to the hole. Not liking what you're going to see out of Danny Brady, he's going to miss his free throw line. Nope. The first one, no good. He'll get that. He'll take that. Early game jitters, that's what we'll call it. From high above courtside, press ball, high up in the bin. All games for the Panthers this year. Nicely. Second free throw missed by Brady, and the Braves have a run out. Scaffolstead gets it over to Bean. Bean shot missed. Pulled back up by White. No good. Scaffolstead gets the rebound, puts it up, and in, and he's fouled on the play. So that's two. Braves making it 7-0 now. Hoonah up over Skagway with a chance to push it to 8 here. Scaffolstead, one of the captains on the squad, steps up, misses his free throw. Nice box out by Wyatt Belisle. He comes down with a rebound. He's the guy that boxed out the shooter. He was in charge of boxing the shooter. He put a nice body on that shooter and was able to deter the shooter from getting that rebound. That's where it would have gone. So nice box out. Coach Ken Field had been working on the rebound relentlessly with this Skagway Panther squad. And you've got to do it. You've got to do it. They got to build those skills. We'll take a break in the action. Be right back with more first quarter action here in Hoover. And we're back courtside. Danny Brady to inbound the ball for the Panthers. Needs a little bit of help. Tries to inbound it to Belisle. His pass, no good. Picked off by Budke. His layup, no good. Rebounded by Colton Belisle. Gets it out Brady. Danny Brady looking to bring the ball up against that. Kind of a three-quarter court pressure from the Hoona Braves. Colton picks up his dribble in the free throw, or not the free throw, but the half-court circle area. Gets it over to Wyatt and gets it back. So he got bailed out by Brother Wyatt on that one. Wyatt looking to get down to the post to Ackerman. Post got kind of pushed out. Ackerman got pushed out of the lane, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Alex Ackerman's hands, and it is going to basketball with 4:42 to play here in the first quarter of action. Jerry White has the ball for Hoonies. On the right side, tries a full cross-court pass to Horsten Gaffelstad, unable to connect. The ball goes back to Skagway, 4.5 now. Budke's playing a little bit of one-on-one full-court defense against Colton Belisle, causing some problems. Danny Brady's pick really freed things up for him. Skagway gets all over half-court. Brady's got the ball to Micah Cook at the three-point line. He wants to work into the lane, unable to find anything. Tries to pass it. Pass gets hit, but comes right back down to Colton Belisle. Colt tries to get it over to Brady. Brady didn't move to the open area of the court, which is where Colt passed it. And so just unable to corral that pass. Goes out of bounds. The ball will be Braves basketball here. Under four. Come to play in the first quarter. Smith gets it over in the corner. White. White feeds it down low. The scaffold stand for the lay-in. Another 2 points for the Hoona Braves. Up now 9-0. 3:45 to go in the first quarter of play. Bring the ball up. Pass a little too hot to handle for Wyatt. Belisle. And Belisle to Belisle. No connection on this one. Out of bounds. Back to the Braves. Real hurry. The squad is hurry. It's over to Lafferty. Lafferty just fresh into the game. It's over in the corner to White. His jump shot from 3-point range. Good. Rebound comes down to, looks like, Scaffelstad. And we're going to have a foul called on the Hoona Braves. So we turn over and ball will go back to Skagway. 22 to go, 9-0 to score. And the inbound pass from Brady, the tension is Budke snuck up, knocked the ball out of bounds, and the ball goes back to Skagway. So Brady got the ball, he needs some help. Budke's putting that pressure, and when it does have a little bit of pressure, Ackerman comes up, bails him out, gets the ball in, gets it over to Colton Belisle. Colton Belisle looks to work right. Tries to dribble through the double team, is able to do it, and he's got the ball knocked out of the corner. He's got a player in the post. If he looks, unable to find that player in the post, his Budke strips him, and now they've got a leak out. A little loose with the basketball is Hoona, but nice little tip pass from Jamal Smith over to Jerry White for the lay-in. And Hoona goes up by 2 more, 11-0. Brady trying to work the ball into the interior, picked off. Hoona with a... easy lay-in opportunity as Budke got up in front of everybody and laid it into 2 more, 13-0 now to score Hoona up over Skagway. And the pressure from Hoona is bothering Skagway, although Skagway seems to be moving the ball a lot better now than they have in some of the previous games. Fortunately, Jamal Smith just picked the pocket, one of those movement opportunities, brought it length of the court and laid it in, 15-0 now, the Hoona Braves up over Skagway. And Skagway's got to figure out a way to stem this Hoona attack. Hoona is coming on strong here in first quarters. They found out that the pressure D bothers Skagway. Skagway has transferred their three-man, which is kind of a wing player from last year, Colton Belisle, over to the point guard position. And it's not a natural position for Belisle. He's a big guy. He's up over 6 feet already. It's just a sophomore. So, you know, in time, he will learn that position to be able to merge into this point, still a little bit unsure of it, and so sometimes Skagway attack is a little bogged down by lack of a true point guard, but I think Belisle can actually develop it. We've seen a lot of athletic ability from the kid in sophomore season. 2:22 to go here in the first quarter, 15-0 to score on the board. Hoona is up over Skagway, playing right into Hoona. This afternoon, absolutely stunning blue skies for most of the way up over the glaciers. Absolutely gorgeous playing right in the last people in. Thanks for getting us here safe, Kara. And Skagway's got the ball. Colt Belisle with it now at half court. He wants to look it over to the left, gets it over to Wyatt. Wyatt tries to look in the interior, has nothing going, tries to get it back out to Alex Ackerman, but scaffolds steps in, picks off the ball, takes it length of the court, lays it in for 2 more. Everybody's got to be careful with the basketball. They're not careful with it. The Braves are going to pick it off on every opportunity, which they have shown. They're on the left-hand side, the Wyatt, the Lyle. Wyatt fumbles the ball, the lift, back up, tries to get it down low to Colton. Colton finds Danny Brady underneath the hoop, and his layup is good for two. Way to move the ball, Skagway. A little pressure defense from Skagway after the made basket forces a turnover. Jerry White tried to split the double team. Instead, falls to the floor and travels with it. Skagway's got something going here in the first. Limited 40 to go. Inbound play comes to Ackerman, unable to corral it. Picked up instead by Scappelstead. Length of the court lay-in for Torsten Scappelstead. 19-2 now the score with a minute and a half left to go in the period. Colton Lyle working the ball around the perimeter. He's just kind of hanging out near half court. He's kind of dribbling, looking for a pick. Gets it over on the right-hand side to Ackerman. Ackerman wants to get it back out top. Out top now goes to Wyatt Belisle. Wyatt, 40 feet from the basket. Oh, feeds an open Ackerman down low. He's got a one-on-one opportunity against Scappelstead, unable to connect. And Muna has a breakout. Layup opportunity missed, however, by Jamal Smith. And Skagway comes down with the rebound. Nice defensive play by Danny Brady to break up that layup opportunity. Colton quickly into the forecourt. Gets his pocket picked by Jamal Smith, who's going to go the length of the court and misses his layup. Rebound pulled down by White. His layup opportunity on the putback. No good. This foul process. And the goal line shoot to 42.1 seconds to go in the quarter. 19-2 to score. Trailing the Braves, Jerry White, ninth grade, just a freshman getting the start first shot up, and his good touch from the freshman. Jamal Smith's going to come out of the ball game for a breather while Treston Lafferty comes back in. White with his second opportunity, knocks it down, smooth as silk. And that's all the ball touches when he shoots his free throw, just as silk. 21-2 now with under 40 seconds to go in the quarter. Skagway up into the forecourt on the left-hand side. Wyatt Belisle gets it up top to Micah Coach. Micah Coach back over to Belisle. Wyatt Belisle wants to drive into the lane. His hand, where it gets the ball stripped by Lafferty. Ball goes out of bounds, and they're going to call that off of Skagway. So that's a turnover of the Skagway. Ball goes back over to the Braves. Going to be White with the ball at the top of the key. Gets it over on the right-hand side. Jacob McBean feeds it down low. The scaffold bad. His shot missed, but Lafferty was there for the putback. It's 23-2 with under 10 seconds to go. Colton Belisle's got to get up a shot quick. Gets it over to Wyatt. Wyatt's shot. Oh, no, off the back of the rim. His rebound. Oh, instead of putting it back up, he tried to pass it over to Michael Cook for the open look, but there wasn't enough time. The clock runs out. Skagway does get on the board, and we've got a score of 23-2 after one quarter play in Puna, Alaska. We'll be back in just a moment for second quarter action.